the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Now, why do you think they used that term? Because they wanted to see the North American Union as a kind of Ark of Shalom. Did you know that when the European Union was formed back in the early 1950s as the European Common Market, that its purpose was to provide peace and prosperity, or security and safety and prosperity, to the European people? Did you know that there are 15 such unions that have either been formed or in the process of being formed, some of them overlapping, and that they are all for the purpose of securing security and supply and safety, and by that promising a kind of salvation to the world? Did you know that? It's true. And that's exactly what the new global order is about. The new global order that is coming into place is about promising an Ark of Shalom to the world. A counterfeit Ark of Shalom in the name of a counterfeit Christ or Messiah called the Antichrist, who is going to make these promises and even use a mark to effectuate this promise. It is going, in effect, going to be the counterfeit or alternative Ark of Shalom for the world. And do you know that the majority of the planet, including the majority of professing Christians, will be deceived by it? And they will opt, because they have not built an Ark of Shalom under Christ, they will opt to go for the Ark of Shalom offered by the Antichrist. It will be a proof of their final trust and lead to their eternal demise. The third item for the Ark of Shalom is salvation, therefore. Salvation. I know you want to see your children, your grandchildren saved, those in your sphere of influence, but friends, we've got to get serious about this building of the Ark. And finally, an Ark of Supply. The Ark of Shalom is an Ark of Supply. God talks about us having a full supply. That's what prosperity was about, to have a full supply to accomplish everything that God intended for you to do. Now, here's what that Ark of safety, security, salvation, and supply, the Ark of Shalom, consists of. You can write these down quickly. You can get a CD of this. You go back and listen on the website, saveus.org. It's an Ark of Hope. An Ark of Hope in the midst of horror. It's an Ark of Deliverance, an Ark of Truth, an Ark of Money, an Ark of Love, an Ark of Trust, an Ark of Obedience, an Ark of Faith, an Ark of Salvation, and finally, an Ark of Peace. Or, together, an Ark of Shalom. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you as you build an Ark and give you Shalom. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Please consider becoming a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. And remember, if it's going to be an Ark of Shalom, it will be an Ark of God's presence. For unless His presence goes with us, there's going to be big trouble. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jeff.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, too, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we're looking forward to your questions. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. Just give us a call. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would you like to talk about Osama bin Laden? Do you think that they should release his pictures of his body being dumped into the Indian Ocean? Do you think that they should not? Do you think that they, if they had pictures, that they would be legitimate pictures? Do you really think that they actually tracked Osama bin Laden down 6 or 8 years after he supposedly had died and were able to actually shoot him there, a defenseless gentleman? Of course, they said, well, he resisted. You're talking about 40 heavily armed special forces people and one, of course, older Islamic leader. You would think they might have a stun gun or something they could use with him. Oh, so why did they shoot him down? Had he been convicted of anything? He had actually denied, and we've heard reports that immediately after the September 11th attack, he said he wasn't involved. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who we have in custody, said he was really totally involved, and he was the man who planned the whole thing. And suddenly we've seen a CIA film in Arabic where they have a fat... and if you've ever seen the film, you probably have. It's an Arab. He's sort of fat, very dark-skinned, with a big bushy beard and big puffy face. And he's talking Arabic, and they said, well, see, there he's admitting he was responsible for the 911 attack, but I can't speak Arabic. The guy didn't look at all like Osama bin Laden. And if you go, of course, to the FBI web page on most wanted criminals, 10 most wanted criminals. They may have taken it down, but we still have copies of it if you want to get one. Why, the FBI obviously didn't think he was involved in the September 11th attack, because if you look at their web page, he's wanted because of the bombings in Tanzania and Kenya, but of course not anything to do with the September 11th attack. So if the FBI didn't list him as being responsible, did they shoot an innocent man? Don't you think even if he is guilty, determined, or has a right to a trial? Well, what do you really think about the story of Osama bin Laden? Was it real? Is this all political theater? How much of what we're told can we believe? Do you believe the story of Jessica Lynch? During the early part of the Iraqi war, she was this courageous soldier who was firing against the enemy until all of her ammunition was gone, and then she'd been taken to this institution by the Iraqis, where she was being mistreated at a hospital, and we had to have a special raid of people involved with special forces to go and rescue her. And then it turned out it was all a lie. She didn't fire any shots at all, and she was being well treated by the Iraqis. It was all stage managed so they could get some good video. And then the story of Pat Tillman awarded a Silver Star for leading his men against the enemy. Then it turned out he was shot by his own men in Sydney, and it was all a lie. And there were generals who were lying. They signed off. They awarded him the Silver Star, and it was all a lie. So what can we really believe? It's all political theater, to what we know about Osama bin Laden. Would you like to talk about the economy? Would you like to talk about what's going on in Japan? Would you like to talk about what's going on in Europe or the Middle East? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, we've got Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a quick question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to thank you for bringing up Pat Tillman, and I
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Osama bin Laden, is that it brings back the story of what happened on September 11, 2001. And basically, of course, nobody's questioning that they've lied to us about what happened that day. All we're hearing now, well, we can put this at rest. Now, of course, the prime force behind what happened on September 11th, Osama bin Laden is dead. Killing him was proper sort of revenge for what happened. We had 40 people there. Osama bin Laden wasn't armed, but of course we killed him anyway because, of course, he didn't jump in the helicopter. And I was simply pointing out, you would think that 40 Special Forces men, armed, fully armed, but didn't they have a taser gun? Couldn't they have tasered him? Didn't they have something they could have injected him with and brought him back? But it was much easier to kill him, just like, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald was killed, so he could never actually go to court. And so basically the last thing they would want is from simply to get the truth out about what's going on. The same thing happened with Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby was never tried for killing Lee Harvey Oswald. He, in fact, if you go to Dallas, Texas today, and there's a special unit there it's a few blocks away from the Texas Book Depository. And there they have a lot of trophies from the assassination. But they have a video of Jack Ruby, and you'll actually hear him talking to the members of the Warren Commission saying, if you'll just get me out of Dallas, get me out of prison here, take me some other place to prison, I'll tell you the full story of exactly what happened, and I'll come clean and give you all the information. And do you know that he suddenly developed cancer within about 3 weeks, most fulminating cancer in the world, 3 weeks he was dead of cancer. I never saw a cancer kill somebody as fast as that cancer killed Jack Ruby. 3 weeks after this film that you can actually see there in Dallas was filmed, where Jack Ruby said, I'll come forward and tell you the whole truth, and suddenly he contracts cancer and dies. At least this is what we're told. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but there are certain things we do know about what happened on September 11, 2001. We do know that Sydney and a number of reports on this, that the passport of one of the hijackers who was in the plane that crashed into the North Tower actually survived the flaming inferno that there on the north of the tower, and was able to get out of the flaming inferno in the plane, the flaming inferno in the North Tower, and simply float down a block and a half away from the North Tower, where it was actually found lying on the sidewalk. And that was truly amazing. I mean, the black box didn't survive, but the passport of one of the hijackers survived there, and the passport of another one of the survivors survived what happened at Shanksville. There was literally no record at Shanksville from the plane that crashed into the ground. The only thing there was one of the passports. It was sort of singed. In fact, they even put that up on the FBI website for a few days, and we got pictures of that. And then, of course, taken down by the FBI. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about Osama bin Laden? Would you like to talk about the economy and what's happening as far as the economy is concerned? We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And right now, I think we have Dean calling us from Riverside, Washington. We'll get to Dean here in just a minute as soon as they pass him over here. Dean, are you there? Well, we don't seem to be able to get Dean yet. But the other thing that really was so amazing about what happened on September 11th, and fortunately you have the Internet, you can actually check this out on your search engine, but there were 19 hijackers. Now, the FBI had no idea who they were the day before the attack, had no idea who they were on the day of the attack, but the day after the attack, they had their pictures, their life history, and they knew everything about those men the day after the attack, and that really is an amazing accomplishment. What is even more amazing, and you can check this out on your Internet site, and basically, of course, what we find there is that the six of the people who died that day, six of the Islamic terrorists who died in the 9/11 attack, were actually recovered, and they actually went back, and they are living and well in the Middle East. And they say, well, it was just a case of mistaken identity. Well, these were the people that the FBI had said were the 19 hijackers, and they're alive and well. And I just don't quite understand how that actually happened, you know. Things like that don't happen in real life. But maybe if they could explain how those people could die in the attack on September 11th and then come back to be alive and living in the Near East and Middle East, then I'll believe what the government is saying. I'm going to question what we're saying. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. I'm glad to be on with you tonight. Dr. Stan, I wanted to just call you and talk about the rapture doctrine that a gentleman called, I believe, last week, and he said that was heresy, he believed. And I kind of wanted to just kind of back him up a little bit on that. And what a lot of times the church doesn't realize is that if you go to Psalm 45, you will see that the Jews are part of that rapture. They're part of the nation being taken away, because what we're talking about is that the Jews are that's a Jewish wedding feast, and that's part of the Jewish wedding feast is is the bridegroom coming back for the bride.
All right, and fine. Well, basically, then you do not believe there's going to be a rapture, that Christ is going to come back for the church at some time. I'm not arguing pre-trib, I'm not arguing post-trib or mid-trib, but basically you don't think Christ is coming back for his people.
Oh, yes, I believe so.
Okay, we can always argue pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I don't like to argue it because I don't think anybody knows the answer, and I love what Walter Martin said, and he's a lot smarter than I am, that he was the Bible answer man. He said, you know, I've studied the Bible all of my life, and I can find nothing convince me there's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture, but I pray that I'm wrong. And so I think we're just going to have to wait and see what's going on and get people to be prepared fiscally, financially, but also spiritually. So go ahead, Mike. What was the point you want to make?
But that's the easy way out, Dr. Stan.
No, see, well,
you're not actually rightly dividing the word of truth. That's easy to say. Well, pre-trib, that's what the devil wants you to look at, is a different pre-trib, post-trib. But the devil wants you to look at, forget the Jews being involved in the rapture. And that's what my point is.
Well, how are the Jews involved in the rapture? How are the Jews that are not Christians involved in the rapture?
Well, that's part of the nation of Israel is going to be going up with the rapture, with the church.
Well, that is not what the Christian church is traditionally taught. They are waiting for a different Messiah, and I don't think they're going to be raptured. But I don't want to argue it with you. You should have a right to your opinion. I do not believe, of course, the rapture is for anyone other than for those who have given themselves to our Lord. Okay.
I understand that, but what you're not looking at is just Jesus Christ is going to. They're going to be saved. They're going to be saved Christians. I'm not trying to say they're going to be a different entity. But what I'm saying is that the greatest slap in the face of the Jews is that you completely ignore the Jews. And that's a feast that the Lord was coming back for these people.
All right, fine. Well, I think, you made your point. I appreciate that so much. And let's go to Dean, who's calling from Riverside, Washington. Hi, Dean. Do you have a question or comment?
I've got a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm thinking about HARP, and it's funny the way that whenever we mess with China, for example, in Libya, and 25,000 Chinese have to get out of there because there's a war zone going on. Then we have tornadoes all over the place, like 2 weeks later. So, and the same thing with that submarine that launched a missile off the coast of California. I'm not sure. I don't remember what happened just like a week or 2 weeks before that happened. And then a missile goes off. And then, you know, a couple months later, there's a little conflict going on.
What is your point, Dean? Are you suggesting there's a relationship between people doing things that offend God and then, of course, all of these terrible things happening throughout the world? Is that the point you're making?
What did you ask me?
I just said, are you suggesting there's a relationship between people doing things that offend God, that are certainly offensive to Israel or offensive to God, and then these cataclysmic events? What is your point you're making?
China. I'm talking about China.
Uh-huh. What about China?
And, well, this is the thing, is that what I'm asking about is HARP, because it seems like any time that something happens to China, something bad happens here.
I see. Are you thinking the Chinese then are behind us, a lot of the things going on? Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Dean, are you suggesting China is behind a lot of the things happening here in the United States?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. And I kind of wonder about HARP because... Like, 2 weeks ago,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
On the line. Do you have a quick point you want to make so we can get to the other people who've been waiting patiently?
Yes, please, Dr. Stan. Just wanted to bring up two things. Robert McNamara actually admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin did not happen.
Right.
And also, if you would please, Pat Tillman, did his family do any kind of a video about his death?
There is a motion picture that's out. You can get it from Netflix, but I think there are a few holes in it. But there is a movie out there, the Pat Tillman story. Let's go to Bill from Tri-Cities. Of course, Jack's point is certainly well-made. There really are things out here that we have not been told the truth about, and certainly They lied to us, certainly, about what happened to the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied to us about Pat Tillman. They lied to us about Jessica Lynch. And nobody has ever been held responsible or sent to prison for lying to the American people. We've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But why should we be surprised when the people in government lie? Because, of course, since they hate God, they do not feel any obligation to tell the truth. If there is no God, then why shouldn't you lie? And unfortunately, they've taken God and prayer and the Bible and right and wrong out of our schools. And we've raised a whole generation of people who do not realize that we are answerable to God. Bill, do you have a question or comment from Tri-Cities, Washington?
They said that they're celebrating the death of bin Laden, and according to the FBI's own admission, they have no hard evidence connecting him to the 9-1-1 attacks, and this is...
Now, Bill, how can people verify that fact? Because a lot of people are going to hear you say that, and they're going to say, well, it's all right for him to say that. How can the listeners out there verify the truth of what you're saying? And I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you, but how can they verify it?
Well, there was an investigative report, Muckraker report, a piece ran by Ed Hawes, titled FBI Says No Hard Evidence Connecting Bin Laden to 9/11, the person that wrote the article called the FBI, and that's what they told him. So it was a part of an investigative piece. And the thing is the confession video of Bin Laden and allegedly confessing was never admitted for a formal indictment, and that's what the FBI does with drug trafficking and other evidence against other criminals,
Let me just point out that the FBI has a 10 most wanted file, and they actually have the pictures up on the Internet. I don't know if they've taken some of bin Laden down now that he's supposedly dead, but up until just a few weeks ago, they had the picture of the 10 most wanted, Osama bin Laden, was it there on the FBI website, and this list of what he's wanted for, but there's no mention of the fact he's wanted for the attack, the 9/11 attack. So that gives you a pretty good idea that even the FBI doesn't believe that he was involved in that. So why did they kill him? I mean, after all, if the FBI has not got him listed, wanted because of the September 11th attack, if anybody who doubts that, we still have copies of that that poster available through Radio Liberty. But go open the FBI Most Wanted file, and I'm sure somebody else must have posted that as well. It's a point well made, Bill. Anything else you'd like to ask? And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Like to know what you'd like to talk about, but Bill, your point is well made. You're absolutely right. There is no evidence, no hard evidence, but we killed him anyway. After all, we wanted to put the matter to rest, and after all, he resisted those 40 people there. There was just no way they could bring him back to stand trial. But we took pictures of him. We gave him a Muslim burial. Well, we can't release the videos, but we want you to know the matter's been laid at rest. Even John McCain, who was a traitor to our country, he went over to the Viet Cong when he was a prisoner of the Viet Cong. Even John McCain agrees with President Obama. Anything else you wanted to say, Bill?
That's about it, other than what else can you go by except for evidence. I mean, that's what the story reveals, and the congressmen and all these people are having this wonderful assassination celebration, and the reason they're doing that is because they want carte blanche to assassinate anyone throughout the world, including Americans.
That's a rather frightening thing, but I fear that you're right. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Saying that he never thought he would live to see the fulfillment of the prophecies. Now, basically, people have been around, you know, going back to the time of Daniel and the time of John the Divine, and basically they were always thinking that they were going to see the fulfillment of prophecies. The two greatest prophets of all were, of course, John and Daniel. But certainly we are seeing, and I honestly believe, the fulfillment of those prophecies. And if you have not seen Pastor Billy Crone's excellent 10-DB set of Final Countdown, we carry that. You can buy the first part or the second part. And the first part we have in actually on 5 CDs. You can listen to it or get the DVDs and watch it. And then, of course, he has a lot of videos and other things there to verify his story. Well, let's go to Matt, who's calling us from Albany, New York. Hi, Matt. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
I actually have a quick comment and then a question. It's I'm a huge student of end time prophecy, and I too believe that the Revelation is being fulfilled. The question I had, you may have commented on this, and I may have missed it, but listening to your program a few weeks ago, I remember you talking about how there were satanic holidays and things, and so I was watching May 1st to see if something, unusual would happen. And, with what went down with Bin Laden, I was kind of, I was kind of shocked when I, found out that he was actually killed the same day that Hitler died, and that, it was going to be done the day before, but they postponed it due to bad weather. And I was just wondering if you think the day that Osama bin Laden, you know, was taken out, if it in some way is connected to the, you know, the satanic, you know, May Day thing.
It could very well be. We cannot second guess them, but I wouldn't be at all surprised, although I'm not really sure that they killed Osama bin Laden. There are many people who think he's been dead for a long period of time, and this is all just political theater. We don't know, and there's no way to find out the truth, because everything is secret, concealed in the name of national security. You could be perfectly right, but I will tell you, of course, that these wicked people, and there really are wicked people who worship Satan, certainly are very much into holidays, and maybe this is the reason for it. I really can't comment. It's an interesting thing to conjecture. So I think I'll be like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record that he had no comment. Go right ahead, Matt.
Okay, that was that was pretty much what I was wondering. I just thought, you know, the coincidence to it to me was just, you know, it was really surprising, especially when I was looking for that day to see, you know, some of the prophecy websites that I go on were saying watch for this day that something big would happen and it would be satanic. So, like I said, and I too am one person who believes that bin Laden really did die 4 or 5 years ago, but I just thought it was really crazy for that to be announced on that day. It just seemed too much of a coincidence for me. It really did.
It really seems to be too much of a coincidence for me, too. There's just too many things that don't pass the smell test. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you said you had a question, Matt. Go ahead.
Dr. Stan, that actually was my question. Any satanic connection to that day, that was it.
I think that there's a satanic connection to everything. I don't think that we necessarily are always smart enough to pick up on it. At least I'm not. But I think that behind everything going on, are powerful spiritual forces. And until we recognize that, so much of what goes on really doesn't make sense. But we're involved, as you heard me say 1,000 times, you'll hear me say 1,000 times again, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. How wonderful it is to know the Lord and see this thing unfolding. If I didn't know him, I would be terrified. But at least we can still laugh about it and understand that God's hand is with us. And as long as we're true to him, he will protect us or he will guide the course of our lives. Anyway, God bless you. Amen. Thanks so very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Roman, who's calling from Columbus, Ohio. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Great. It's a pleasure to be talking to you again, Dr. Monteith. So I'm going to try and talk fast. Okay, I don't believe that guy that they bumped off was bin Laden. I, too, think bin Laden has died several times in the past few years. But, okay, what is our administration doing? There's a whole bunch of things going on almost immediately at the same time. His lawsuit about his birth certificate is coming due in that Ninth Circuit Court in California, as I understand it. For a lot of people, I'm giving this item by item, for a lot of people collecting unemployment compensation, their benefits are going to be running out in a short while. A lot of people, might be number three, a lot of people are questioning, why are we getting involved with Libya? It's not our dogfight. Along with both Libya and Pakistan, a lot of people are questioning, why are we using those drones? Well, anyhow, I got the answer. I think I have the answer. It's to get your mind out of focus. The backfield's in motion. Don't watch the backfield. Don't watch the forefield. No, wait, don't watch the left hand. Watch the right hand. So they're playing games with us. And, to sum up everything, whoever this poor guy, I don't know if he's a poor guy or a bad guy or a rotten Muslim or whatever he was. I don't know. But he's just some hapless individual that was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's it. He's a goner. But the real criminals, the treasonous people, are right there in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, I think your point is so well made. There are so many crises going on. So they're having a lot of problems over in China. Certainly their unemployment rate is going up. Their inflation is beginning to reach impossible levels. They've got whole cities built there with money, of course, advanced by the banks, and nobody's buying the homes. Nobody has the money. The political situation in China is unstable. Certainly, look and see what's happening in Japan, and just the devastation of Japan because of this explosion. And certainly, we don't know how bad it is, but it would appear that a lot of that country is land around the nuclear a power site that will be unusable for a long period of time. And certainly the tragedy has actually slowed down Japanese automobile production. In fact, for the first time in a few years, General Motors is going to be selling more cars here in the United States than Toyota will. Of course, a lot of that is the fact that GE is buying, I think, 50,000 of the 100,000-volt cars, and they're getting a $7,500 subsidy from the federal government on every one of those cars. They're getting about $350 million subsidies from the federal government to buy the Volt car, which is an inferior car, nowhere near as good as a Japanese car. But then, of course, Europe is having very real economic problems, and certainly many of their banks are insolvent, and the PIG nations are facing default. Here in the United States, we're having a very real inflation, despite what Mr. Bernanke says. We are having inflation, and you're either going to believe him or you're going to believe your lying eyes. But if you look and see what's happening to the price of commodities and all of these basic essentials, and gold and silver and oil, they're skyrocketing up. Now, the last couple of days, they've been collapsing, but this is all being done simply to confuse people. The world is in turmoil. And, of course, my concern is that the unrest in the Near East and the Middle East is going to destabilize that whole area. It's going to be turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood, and whether we're going to have a war with the Muslim world, whether we're going to have a war with Syria, I don't know. But I do know that we're moving into very, very dangerous times. And I think it's all political theater. I think it is designed to keep us confused, because you can't see what's going on, as you point out. You can't. You got so many hands moving there, it's like an octopus, and you're not sure which one to watch. I think that we're just going to have to wait and see this unfold. But we are living in the most exciting times, in my estimation, that I've ever lived in, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you got my point. So don't worry about anything, Dr. Stan. Just celebrate that they killed this guy, Bin Laden, and don't think about all the other problems.
God
all
bless right, you. Thanks, you. Thanks so much for calling, Roman.
Night,
Let's go to Maggie, who's calling from Texas. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Maggie, how are you hearing us? Are you hearing us on the Internet? Are you hearing us
I'm
on
hearing
software?
You on the Internet at this particular moment.
All right, fine. How do you ordinarily listen?
Usually on the Internet, okay. But when I'm out of town, I often listen on shortwave.
Okay, fine.
Very clear.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, it's on a different subject, though. In our town, there is a council member who claims to be deeply committed to the issue of childhood obesity, yet will have nothing to do with the topic of fluoride, is absolutely not interested and has said so. Now, it's pretty obvious to me that children who are obese will have certain health problems that are caused and are aggravated by fluoridated water, and I'm thinking in particular of thyroid issues and diabetes.
Well, I think even much more of a problem than that, Maggie, is the aspartame that is in this chewing gum and in the medications and the baby food, and our children that Diet Coke and Pepsi, Diet Pepsi. Basically, our children are consuming so much aspartame. Aspartame specifically will produce obesity. And this is the big reason for we have so much really almost malignant obesity in our nation. We didn't see this until they started introducing all these diet drinks containing aspartame so that you wouldn't be getting the sugar, and instead they put in the aspartame that actually promotes obesity, pathological obesity. So I would talk to him about that, and certainly if you could get him to go up to certainly Betty Martini's website, the information's there, get our four tape sets, or we have all sorts of information on the relationship between pathological obesity and aspartame. And I think that that is probably one of the major culprits. Now, whether it be aspartame or fluoride in the water, or certainly the mercury or aluminum in the vaccines or genetic and modified food, they all have to do, of course, with population control. They all cut down on population. They're simply poisoning our children, but they're destroying their minds, their bodies, their health. And what you need to get him, if you possibly can, go up to Betty Martini's website, pull down a couple of her one-page exposés of what's going on, and just challenge him to read this and find out if it's true. And tell him that if he cares about children, he will want to find out about this poison that they're putting into our children's food.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Mike. And let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And remember, of course, aspartame produces pathological obesity. It predisposes to diabetes. It interferes with pregnancy and fertility, both male and female. It leads to suddenly the various types of hyperactivity disorders, attention deficit hyperactivity disorders. It leads, of course, to convulsions, leads to tumors. It leads to autoimmune disease. I mean, it leads to heart disease. It leads to cancer. I mean, there's a very high incidence, at least in animals, of brain tumors, and there are studies that suggest it increases the incidence of brain tumors in children. This is all scientific. It was laid out by Dr. Olney back in the 1960s and 70s. And if you go to Betty Martini's website, get this information. We've got all sorts of information on my website or in Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Okay, well, let's see. We've got Tim calling from Illinois. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, Dr. Stan, after the tsunamis and the tornadoes, I guess it's time for the boogeyman again, obviously Bin Laden. Now, how can we extend this boogeyman from the last presidency into the next presidency, this continuation of this mind-conditioning brainwashing? It's nothing more than a diversion from the our debt, obviously, and they're talking about raising the debt level to $14 trillion. Well, it's
already, the debt level is already $14.3 trillion. They're going to raise it above $14.3. Go ahead.
Well, to obfuscate this situation here, I believe and we know it's just a fake, it's just a scam. It happened Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock news when America's sitting home. You got the lead story for Monday morning. It's a diversion from Obama's birth records, a diversion from $4.29 a gallon for gasoline, a diversion from ending Planned Parenthood, funding of Planned Parenthood, diversion from Obamacare. We know that stress makes a person sick, so Americans, they have so much stress on them. It's unbelievable the way it's compiling. Obviously, your brain can't function. So I just try to make some of the people aware of my area that, you know, it's basically a fraud. But actually, it's all set up. It's how perfect for a retaliation from the boogeyman here, right? We're getting threats already.
Do you know what cognitive dissonance is? Cognitive dissonance is when you feed so many stimuli into the brain that the brain can't function. You can have one thing you feed into the brain, and then a second thing, and a third thing, and a fourth thing. And you do this with animals, and they get to the point where they cannot think effectively. And this is exactly what they're doing with the minds of the American people today. It's all political theater. They know exactly what they're doing, And exactly. It's really is amazing. It's just, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? And
yes,
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dr.
No,
Stan,
I was just going to say that basically, of course, it's really patterned after the book written by Agatha Christie called The Murder on the Orient Express. There's a murder on the train of Monsieur Poirot. The Belgian detective has to solve it. And there are 12 possible suspects. Which one of the 12 suspects is it? Well, there's things that point to each one being guilty. And, of course, Monsieur Poirot looks at the evidence and he says, there are too many clues. There are too many clues. Why? Of course, they're playing games with his mind, feeding him all sorts of information to throw him off the track so that he will not be able to make the diagnosis. They're doing the same thing with us today. Our job is to get the information out, and fortunately we have a voice, and fortunately we have good people like you calling in. We'll be back in just a moment. Tim, do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Something real quick, Dr. Stan. About a week before Easter, we had Priests for Life.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Work done by Barry Shamish, and I mentioned that there are some Jewish people who hate Jews. They're part of this satanic movement. And Greg's remark, Greg is calling in from Flint, Michigan. He said, I think Henry Kissinger is one of them. And you know, Greg, I'm not going to disagree with you. God bless. We've got to let you go. Thanks so much. But he's a very evil, evil man. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listening audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, We'd love to hear from you. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. As we reach out 5 hours a day on, certainly on the internet, on shortwave, on radio stations, on the satellite. And fortunately, we have a fairly good listening audience across America, as you can tell by the calls we get from all corners of this country. And of course, our emails come from all over the world. More and more people are waking up to what's going on. And what a privilege it is for me to have the opportunity to reach people and to point them not only to what's going on politically and ideologically, but to the spiritual forces that are working behind the scenes, and hopefully to direct them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Basically, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to go up on the internet and certainly look up The Story of Jesus. You can get that www.thestoryofjesus. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and scroll down on the lead page, and you'll see the link to this. CJ simply puts this up and helps Radio Liberty because he wants people to read The Story of Jesus. And we think it's a wonderful, wonderful site for you to go to for yourself, but to direct people to who do not have a personal relationship with our Lord. Because if you go to that site, you'll actually find that there's a place, an email you can go to, and there's a woman who sits there all day long waiting for emails to come in, and she will correspond with you about Christianity and answer your questions. How do you make any sense out of this? How do you know the Bible's true? How do you know that this is not all a fable? Why is Christianity different than other religions? Well, it is, and you need to do a little studying, and she'll help you and direct you in the right direction. And we do know that at least many of the people who've gone to that website and gotten her material have come to a personal relationship with our Lord. And that is what this is really all about, because behind everything I do is the hope that we're going to be able to touch some people's lives. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to do it, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll get the talks we've given, and there were so many of them, but I think the one on the Forbidden Secret, the one on the Dark Secret, they're both syllabus with both of those, on population control, on the planned police state, Nundare, call it genocide. We do these talks, we agonize, put them together, and they are available on DVD. Many of them, of course, if you don't want to put the money out, you can go to our website. They're posted there at radioliberty.com and the section videos. But if you can get them and copy them and get them to others, you will help us not only to finance what we do, but hopefully they will touch other people's lives. And certainly our Brotherhood of Darkness talk is there. But they all have a common denominator. There's a spiritual battle. And behind that are truly supernatural forces directing the course of world affairs. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you'd like to communicate with us, you can certainly communicate through our website. That's drstanradio@aol.com. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment with another interesting program.
Pray.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Keith Howe, who certainly has been dedicating himself to going to meetings and trying to get the information out about how they are using the environmental movement and sustainable development and smart meters and all of these things to regulate us and take away our freedom. Now, you must understand that there is an organized effort. It's funded by people of great wealth. And, of course, they hate the Constitution. They hate individual freedom. They want, of course, to have everything regulated by elitists, really smart people like themselves. But how are you going to circumvent our Constitution, which limits the power of government over the lives of the people so they can be free? Well, we've got to have some sort of a threat out there so that people will be willing to give up their individual freedom. And what better threat is? The threat to the environment. Oh, we're all going to be killed by the environment and by the toxins and by this, that, and the other thing, and global warming. And so basically they come up with all of these lies, and they repeat them over and over again. Now, not that they themselves aren't promoting all sorts of genocidal programs. They really are. I mean, they've killed probably 400 million children in China with abortion, 50 million, 60 million here in America with abortion, probably another 400 or 500 million throughout the world. They're unconcerned about this and all the hundreds of millions of people they're killing. But they want to give the idea that they're really filled with compassion. And, oh, we've got to be concerned about global warming. And that's why we have to have smart meters. You know, smart meters are going to allow us to use less than the waste of fossil fuels. And then, of course, there'll be less of a carbon imprint. And the carbon imprint, of course, leading to climate change. And the climate change destroying our environment and melting, of course, the snowpacks. And doesn't matter, things are getting colder and colder. Doesn't matter what the truth of the matter is. These people control the medium. They control the scientists. They buy and sell them. Unfortunately, we have many at our universities, some of the finest scientists that money could buy, who have turned their back on science, and they simply prostitute themselves for economic advantage. But what would you expect in a country that's turned its back on God? Well, anyway, Keith has been going to some fascinating programs over in the Santa Clara area where he lives. And hi, Keith. Thank you so much for being with us. And bring us up to date on what's going on in the public arena.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Over here in Santa Clara, they're still doing the pesticide spraying for the non-threatening West Nile virus. Again, like you said, they're using the fear factor to get people to approve of being sprayed with deadly chemicals for a virus that is virtually insignificant to human beings.
Now, what sort of spray are they using over there, do you know?
They've been using a combination of piperonobutoxide. It's 25% piperonobutoxide and 5% pyrethrin, and it's called Pyrenone 525.
Okay, fine. Basically, of course, we saw they wanted to spray the area over where we live here in the Monterey Bay area with other deadly toxins in the name of controlling the light brown apple moth. It was a non-existent problem, but they told us the sky was going to fall, the crops were going to die. We had to spray the population to control something that was going to attack the crops. And we kept saying, but why don't you spray the crops and not the people? Oh, no, if we don't do this, why, the sky's going to fall, all the crops are going to die. Eventually, there was such an outcry, they backed down. And you know what? The sky didn't fall. The crops didn't die. Life has gone on forever. It was all a lie. And it only came about because there was we had a lot of very angry people, and they were forced to back down. Well, Sydney, this idea, Keith, of spraying over there for West Nile virus, How much of a problem is the West Nile virus in your part of the country?
Okay. Let me read to you from the California Department of Public Health, their West Nile virus government website for the state of California. And I'm looking at the results for 2010. Last year, there was a total of 111 human cases and 5 alleged deaths due to West Nile virus. Now, I think there's over 36 million people in California. So 111 infections and only 5 deaths does not make it a significant threat to human beings. The fact of the matter is that these people who die and succumb to it generally are immunocompromised already, and they're in poor health and elderly. What happens is these pesticides actually make them more susceptible to getting more serious illness. It compromises the immune system and damages the blood-brain barrier so that they are more at risk of getting an encephalopathy or a brain infection, which is the most dangerous part, and it puts those people who they say they're protecting by spraying, it puts them at higher risk by spraying them and exposing them to these chemicals.
Well, now, of course, you know, this is a non-existent program. What happens when you bring this out at these public meetings? I'm sure they have the people from the Public Health Service, the prostitutes from the Public Health Service, who go right along with this agenda.
They do, and they talk in generalities. Our research shows, and I say, where's your research? I've got my research here in my hands. I've got it here, okay? I've got science right here. Where's yours? You keep talking about it. They don't have it. They don't bring it. They talk in generalities. They use words like endemic. It's endemic to California. Well, that means, you know, it's native to California. It's present in California, but it rhymes with the word epidemic. They use a lot of deceit and a lot of vague terms. And we went to a public meeting here, and they did the same thing with the city council supervisors regarding authorizing the spray here. One of the problems is that this is right off the West Nile virus, the Santa Clara County Vector Control District. They're the ones doing the spraying and saying it's such a big threat to us. This is right off of their website. We use all reports of dead birds or squirrels to help identify hot spots of West Nile virus activity. Testing is not always needed, but reports are. And then it says they may tell you to dispose of the bird after they log your report. So it's not even required to test. They find a dead bird, and if he doesn't have any signs of being a run over by a truck, they attribute it to West Nile virus. This is not scientific. Another problem is that most of the people that get infected with it, 80% never even know it. 20% get mild flu-like symptoms.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they are spraying in California for the dreaded West Nile virus. There have been, according to the Department of Health in California, out of the 30-some million, 37 million people, in California they had 110 cases. Most people certainly don't even know they have the disease, but they had 110 they were able to diagnose. There, I think there were five people who died, Keith?
Yes.
5 people died, and they probably were immunocompromised. They had other conditions. So basically, they're going to spray the entire population in that part of the state with actually pesticides which are toxic, which can actually destroy the immune system and create all sorts of problems and even make you more susceptible to the West Nile virus. And they're going to do this in the name of public health. Would you really think that if there were 5 deaths in that nation, in a state with 37 million people, this would justify spraying the entire population with a toxic pesticides? Or none of these are basically innocuous. They all, they're powerful enough to actually kill the mosquitoes. They're powerful enough to impact on your health as well. When you understand there really are people who want to damage the health of the American people, when you understand there really are people who want to, of course, to spray us with pesticides because they know it will help to undermine our immune system, is there any evidence that these products are any way carcinogenic? What do we know about what they're spraying with, Keith? Have you looked into that?
Yes. Both of them are suspected carcinogens, the pyrethrins and the piperonyl butoxide. The problem is that they have 70% of the inner ingredients in these pesticides. They don't list and they don't tell us what they are. So we have no idea what those ingredients are. And those ingredients, many of those, I think I've got the number, it's like 60% of the herbicides cause cancer and 90% of the pesticides cause, inert ingredients cause cancer. So it's a very high figure.
Well, no, I would simply point out to our listeners, if you go back to the beginning of the 19th century, that's there were about one in every 17 people got cancer, and suddenly by the time you're getting up to the 1940s, about one in every 10 people got cancer. Today it's one in every 3 people get cancer while we've been fighting this war on cancer. And the question is, are we fighting a war against cancer, or are we actively promoting cancer? It's so difficult for people to say, why would anybody want to promote cancer? Well, when you understand, there really are people, very powerful people, who believe there are too many people in the world, we've got to get rid of them, and we've certainly got to get rid of a lot of people here in the United States, you can begin to understand what this is about. You need, of course, to get my talk on population control reduction, or population reduction, Nundare College Genocide, my talk on population control. You need to get my monograph on the Population Control Agenda monograph. There are people who openly talk about the necessity of killing off large numbers of people. But how can you do that? Well, first of all, you promote cancer, and then you suppress effective treatments. And if you have not yet seen the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, that's Cancer Forbidden Cures, it's a DVD we carry. You need to get it. You need to watch it. You need to copy it, and we have permission from the gentleman who produced this to actually for you to copy it and circulate it, not to sell it, certainly, but to copy it and get it into other people's hands. It's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you get this information out. This is one of the best DVDs I've ever seen. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Why would they suppress effective cancer treatments in the United States? Why, for the same reason, they'd be spraying our population with deadly pesticides to produce cancer. Because of people who have a different worldview. Because, in my estimation, they worship a different god. If you haven't heard our 4 tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, or read the transcripts of those, they are available. The New Order of the Barbarians, based upon a talk given in 1969 by the director, the former director of Planned Parenthood, who talked about there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. Could anybody be that crass or indifferent? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. There really are evil and wicked people in the world. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, our guest is Dr. Keith Howell. Keith, what happens when you talk to people at these meetings? Do any of the boards of supervisors or the other committees listen to what you have to say? You've got the documentation on it. Are you able to simply overcome these prostitutes who work for the Public Health Service? And I've had them come to me off the record and tell me, Stan, we know what you're saying is right, but we can't back you publicly. We know what you're saying is right, but we can't back you publicly. You keep up the good work. That, of course, is the tragedy of where we are today. But what's the response you're getting when you bring this information out from the audience and from the people who are putting the program on?
Well, what my experience has been, we waited for 3 hours at a meeting with the Santa Clara Board, County Board of Supervisors, to speak. They were supposed to give us 2 minutes each. They gave us 1 minute each. You can barely introduce yourself. So what I did is I went down there with a bunch of scientific information pointing out the dangers and the fraud behind West Nile virus. And I presented it to the bailiff to put into the public record so that we could have it in there on the record and they would be responsible to look at it and read it. Some of them seemed interested, some of them did not, and one of them out of the 5 voted no against it, and the others passed it. And they gave about, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes to the vector control person to speak. When we went to the fluoride meeting at the San Jose Water Company, it was a similar thing happened. It was better there. The people there, that the water board directors, there's 5, I believe there's 5 of them, and they, and maybe 7, And they were interested in what we had to say. They were ready to pass and approve the fluoridation of San Jose Water Company water to Santa Clara County. And when we got to speak last, they had a whole bunch of dentists and hygienists spewing lies and falsehoods about the safety of fluoride and the necessity for good teeth in children and preventing cavities. And we got to speak last. And each of us had 2 minutes. And after about 12 of us spoke and presented information and facts to them, they said, we weren't aware of all this. This is a lot of information. We're going to have to postpone the vote so we can go through this information. And they postponed it for 2 months. So I've made an appointment. I'm going to talk to two of them this week. And we're getting involved on a one-to-one basis and educating these people. And that's what needed to be done because they got their $5,000 suit lawyers going in there and with their PowerPoint presentations, and you know what liars do? Get yourself a good liar. You know, that's what they do for a living. So they go in there for these corporations that are making tons of money taking their toxic waste, saving money by selling it to us, calling it medicine, and putting it in our water and spraying it in by trucks on us to weaken our minds, our immune systems, and our children, and also to sterilize us. You know about that, Dr. Stan.
Oh, I know all about it. You know, I've been at this game for a long time, but you know what's really amazing? You know, is that the media, of course, you can tell the media is controlled because they never will present the other side. But I think the most amazing thing happened recently when, of course, the FDA said, well, you know, 42% of the children in the United States have evidence of dental fluorosis. What does that mean? It means a child has been poisoned by fluoride. I mean, you don't get the spots, brown spots on the teeth, unless, of course, they come from within. They don't come from just a fluoride in the water. They come from getting the fluoride in the system, getting it down to the dentine of the tooth. But it affects every organ in the body. 42% of the children in this country have actually been poisoned with water fluoridation or other sources of fluoride in the toothpaste and sprayed on the food and in the medications that they're taking. And basically, what was the FDA's recommendation? We're going to cut down on the amount of fluoride from 1 part per million to 0.72 parts per million. That may knock down the level of poisoning of our children from 42% to 40%. But why would we want to poison our children at all? I think that's such an excellent talking point. And basically, you've got to get them to understand there are people who have a different worldview, and I'm sure you're doing a good job on this, Keith. I'm so grateful to the fact that you're over there carrying this battle and getting to the important people. It doesn't matter what the people who work for the water company want. It's what the leaders on the water board want. And if you can get a couple of them to at least get the information and then getting it out and show them the scientific facts, we've got the science on our side. But of course, it's being. There's a Dr. Sauerheber who actually sent some directives to the FDA. And eventually they contacted him and they said, well, half of the people at the FDA agree with you. Of course, the fluoride is poisonous. It's a terrible. You know, it's destroying the lives of our children. The other half agree, but they say, well, but that's not our job. It should be left up to the EPA. Well, you know, the EPA scientists have actually come out. The scientists have come out and said this is poisonous, and they'll go to their website. Do you know their website? Have you ever been to that, Keith? NTEU280.org, the website for the scientists who work for the EPA?
No, but I have information on that here in front of me and right. How the EPA is, the American Chemical Council, has become the number one research partner of the Environmental Protection Agency, according to documents by their own public employees.
Well, actually, Chris, if you don't have access, you just go up on the Internet, NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org. If you can't get it, give us a call. We'll send you a copy, and you can duplicate it and give it to the Beyond the Water Board. Just tell them this is the website for the scientists. They can't get their information out because, of course, of the control of the media. They can't get their information out because they'd lose their jobs. But this is their website. They've sent this information to the media. They sent it to members of Congress. But it's all being suddenly concealed because they want to poison our children. They want to poison our children. Read it, and weep. Well, Keith, do you have other people over there?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Over in the Santa Clara area, and basically he is working with several small groups, but they're having a powerful influence. What people don't understand is there are not that many people on the other side. They're well organized, they're well financed, but they're living a lie, and they're destroying the health of our children, and the fecundity of our children, their ability to have children. Basically, they're poisoning the reproductive system, they're poisoning their minds, they're poisoning their bodies and their endocrine systems, and they know, some of them know exactly what they're doing. A lot of them simply don't even care. All they want is, of course, the money that they get. Usually the lawyers are there, they'll say anything, and of course they'll bribe politicians, and they've got some of their people actually elected to office, but the vast majority of the politicians really don't understand. I have been amazed, Sydney, and my own experience, you know, of going to these meetings and getting up and talking and being able to sway the entire meeting. Maybe there'd be, 150 people there, and one articulate individual can sway everything, especially when you have the facts and you present it intelligently. So Keith is on the front line over there in Santa Clara, but wherever you are in the country, you can have an effect. certainly that we are under attack from so many points of view, whether it be the smart meters or the water fluoridation, or certainly the vaccination programs, which are hazardous to the health of our children. And this is one reason why 1 in 65 boys today is autistic in America. You don't see this in other countries. You don't see this in children in this country who aren't vaccinated. They know what they're doing, and they're destroying their health. And when you bring this out in an organized manner, and you have the statistics, and you have the scientific studies, and this is what Keith has. He has the scientific studies. The information is there on the Internet. You can get it, or you can contact Keith or others and get the information, get it from us. We can put you in contact with experts on literally all of these subjects. And then, of course, appealed to the concern of the public officials. Could appeal to their concern for their children and their grandchildren, and simply point out that they're not getting the truth. They have an obligation to find out if you are telling the truth, and if you are not, why, of course, discount you. But if you are telling the truth, and that means the other people are lying, and you have to ask why. Because there's no middle ground. The water fluoridation is wonderful for the teeth, and it makes our children healthier, or it's destroying their minds, it's destroying their reproductive capacity, it's increasing the incidence of cancer. And all we have to do is look and see what's happening to the incidence of cancer. Look and see what's happening to the incidence of autism. Ask the other people to explain why we have so much autism, why we have so many children with attention deficit disorders and learning disabilities, why our kids are doing so poorly in competition with other children throughout the world when they're tested competitively. Ask the questions. Is it possible that you're not getting the truth? Well, here we have the scientific studies from responsible sources. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Keith, I think you're doing a great job over there.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm becoming encouraged. It's a slow start, but we're getting results, and we're pleased with it. You know, and it's a good feeling. I'd like to point out also that these companies that are some of the companies that are making these poisons that they're spraying us with also produce medicines, and I'd like to point out that Bayer Corporation is one of those. Bayer Corporation was a subsidiary of IG Farben, which was, the Nazis produced chemicals to, what was the name of that one? Zyklon B, in order to exterminate human beings. Okay, so they were on population control and reduction and genocide and eugenics back in Hitler's time. And now Bayer Corporation is still, they're producing these pesticides to be sprayed on us. And then when we get sick, that we go and buy their medicines, their aspirin and their other drugs, to make us well again. So they're making money on both sides here.
I share your concern. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. But this is all part of this massive program of population control, sustainable development, using the threat to the environment to justify spraying us with toxic substances, which will actually bring on cancer. They know these products are carcinogenic. There are laws in California against using carcinogenic products, and certainly of doing this without the signed consent of everyone who's going to be sprayed.
While the storm clouds gather far across the field, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
that is.
Don't be late.
No.
Stand back here. Our guest is Dr. Keith Howe, and certainly our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Are you concerned about the fact that they're spraying us with carcinogenic products in violation of the law here in California, which says that you cannot use anything of that sort, and people have to. You cannot use carcinogenic products on the population, but they're doing this. Have you brought this out at the meetings, Keith?
Of the using the carcinogenic product on it?
Yes, the fact that these sprays, these products are carcinogenic.
Yes, I've told them the health effects, that they're cumulative poisons. They reside in the tissues and build up over time. They're enzyme inhibitors. For example, the sodium fluoride is an enzyme inhibitor. At one part per million, it impairs acetylcholine up to 61%. That's a memory neurotransmitter. So all these people are walking around wondering why they can't remember and going into the room and saying, what did I come in here for? And you have to walk back in the other room to regain your thought. The pesticides are doing this. They're general protoplasmic poisons. They poison every cell in the body. And when it comes to the sodium fluoride, Sodium fluoride has a high affinity for aluminum. When aluminum is mined, they have to separate the two, and they have a tremendous affinity, chemical bond. So after they separate them, they still have a strong affinity for each other. So when we put this sodium fluoride in our body, they're spraying for atmospheric geoengineering. They're putting barium oxide and aluminum oxide into the chemtrails to modify the weather and all that. So there's tons of aluminum powder, nanoparticles going up there. We breathe them. And we have the sodium fluoride in our blood, and it's like a magnet. It pulls the aluminum into our blood. That crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it causes neurofibrillary tangles, which causes Alzheimer's disease, Down syndrome, post-encephalic Parkinson's syndrome, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease. And the reason this happens is because calcium fluoride is a natural form of fluoride occurring in nature. But the aluminum fluoride, it has three binding points on it. So this is what causes the distortions. It causes it's like short circuits the brain and forms these abnormal tangles of tissue in there, and then the brain becomes dysfunctional, and that's what is causing a lot of the Alzheimer's. So we're being poisoned here systematically and intelligently. They know what they're doing.
And ladies and gentlemen, what Keith says is absolutely correct. And certainly the aluminum is certainly in our vaccines, the aluminum that they're spraying, the aluminum is getting into the soil now, but the soil levels are much higher than they used to be. And the same thing is true as far as certainly these other products. The reason, of course, we have so many problems with the mercury that's in the vaccines, and they mandate to give this to the elderly people for the influenza, which does absolutely no good, but it does so much harm. And then, of course, you get the mercury, and you get the fluoride, and you get the aluminum into the brain of the elderly people. And then we wonder why, of course, there's an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Certainly, Keith, would you like to get your website out? Get your website and
Tell
people how they can get in touch with you or some other productive website that they should be going to get additional information.
Okay. Pesticide Watch, www.pesticidewatch.org. And then there's www.pesticidereform.org. Now, if you want to, you can go there and research and find a lot of information. They'll be happy to talk to you on the phone or answer your emails and help you to get involved. If you have any questions about any of this, feel free to contact me. The email is pesticidefraud@yahoo.com. And I'll be happy to, you know, give you any of this information, the sources or whatever, help you in any way I can.
One more time, the email.
Pesticidefraud@yahoo.com.
Pesticidefraud, B-R-O-A-D?
F-R-A-U-D.
Oh, fraud. Pesticide fraud. Pesticide fraud.
Yeah.
At what now?
At yahoo.com.
Pesticidefraud@yahoo.com. Well, our number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to have a question for our guest, Dr. Keith Howe. And Dr. Howe is on the front lines of this battle over in Santa Clara, and this is really what it's going to take. But we saw what happened here in Santa Cruz, where I live, where, of course, here we had a coalition of certainly conservative people and very liberal people, and we all agreed, of course, it was ridiculous to be spraying the population with potentially dangerous insecticides and pesticides for a disease that certainly might, for the light green, light brown apple moth, which is infecting the fields. Fine, if it's going to be on the fields, it's going to damage the fields. Spray the fields. Why do you want to spray the people? Oh, we have to spray the people. If we don't spray the people, why the light brown apple moth is going to, and on and on. And, you know, everybody's going to die. The crop's going to die. And this has never been brought under control. But because there was such an outcry from many of the sincere liberals in our community, and then there was an outcry from the conservatives in our community, and we had the local radio station and even some of the very, very liberal magazines. In fact, I think all the liberal magazines, throwaway newspapers we have here, joined together. And because there was a concerted increase in efforts to get people involved, we would have meetings at the Board of Supervisors, there'd be several hundred people there, and eventually, why, of course, they simply overwhelmed the people from the Department of Public Health who were lying, the people from the Department of Agriculture who were lying, who were trying to keep their jobs and doing what they were told. And unfortunately, they were quite willing to sacrifice the health of the people of this community simply to do what was expedient and do what they were told to do. They backed away, and you know what happened? The sky didn't fall. The crops didn't die. The light brown apple moth is still here. It's been here, probably always will be, just as exactly it is. And I think it comes from New Zealand. It's been there. It didn't do any harm in New Zealand, and it wasn't going to do any harm here. They were looking for an excuse to spray the people, and this is exactly what they're doing with the West Nile virus. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 37 million people in America with 5 deaths last year, and they want to spray the entire communities for this West Nile virus and for the mosquitoes that carry it. This is obviously not the real reason they want to spray this. They want to spray the people because they know these things are carcinogens. And after all, aren't there too many people in the world? Wouldn't we be a better world without such a large population? Could anyone be that crass? Could that anything be that organized? Absolutely. We're up against, in my estimation, organized evil. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got a Jack calling from Michigan. He wants to know about lawn pesticides. Was that your question, Jack?
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Stan. I used to run on a golf course nearby with my dog. And on the way home one day, he just had died a really miserable death. I went by the golf course the following week, and the tractor people were dressed in hazmat moon suit as they sprayed the golf course. And so ever since then, I've not been able to get any answers out of the local municipal experts on why they were wearing hazmat moon suits when they sprayed the golf course.
All right. Do you know anything at all about the insecticides that are used when they spray golf courses? Keith,
what's that?
Do you know anything at all about the what they use in the way of insecticides?
No, but I don't, so I won't comment on it.
All right, Jack, you're going to have to do the research on that your own. I have no idea, but I will tell you, you know, I think we have to be very concerned. I mean, certainly some of these things are very important. You've got a wasp nest. It's nice to have a spray that you can spray the wasp nest, but you've got to have to learn, of course, whenever there's anything being sprayed or you're going to do any spraying, get yourself some paper masks, always wear gloves, wash your hands afterwards, be sure, of course, to wash your clothes afterwards, and there are none of these things that are innocuous. If they're strong enough to kill insects, they're strong enough to have an impact on you. And don't believe them when they tell you they're harmless, because I do not believe them for 1 minute.
Well, can I say one more thing? I was out in the backyard one summer or spring, and it was a windy day, and the neighbor, I didn't know this because I was in the backyard, and all of a sudden my lungs, I first smelled a really nasty chemical odor, and then next thing I knew my lungs were aching so bad I could hardly breathe. And, anyway, I came in the house, and I don't know, I can't remember what I did, but, I kind of revived myself. I went out to the front, and I saw that the True Green Chemlon guy was reeling in the hose, so he had been out there spraying on a windy day. So my conclusion is, and ever since then, if I walked by even a yard where they had that itty-bitty little sign in there, it just immediately, it's like I just smacked my head against a brick wall. And so I know they're toxic, and I'm sure there's got to be books that have been authored by, credentialed scientists about this.
Well, I think they're looking for things that will kill the ants and kill the spiders, and none of us like to have them in the house. But I think we have to be very, very cautious of these, and certainly you do not want to come into contact with them personally. Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go, Jack?
One last thing, Dr. Stan. My neighbors, I informed them about using, acetic acid, what is that?
Vinegar?
Vinegar, yeah. I experimented first before I knew that dandelions were actually a medicinal herbal plant, but I could kill any dandelion just by spraying full-strength vinegar on it. And so I showed my neighbors how they could save a ton of money and not poison themselves and their neighbors just by using vinegar.
All right. Good thought. Thank you so much, Jack. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Keith Howe, who's on the front lines of the battle over there in the Santa Clara Valley across the hills from where I live. But, ladies and gentlemen, we can't leave the battle up to Keith Howe. You've got to get involved in your community, because men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. There really are people who want to spread cancer. Why else do you think cancer's increased from 1 in 17 to 1 in 3 over the period of a little over 100 years? So they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. And it's about time that you got started and you joined us in this epic struggle for the health of our people. There is a population control agenda. They are in the process of manufacturing new diseases, certainly of promoting abortion, of promoting euthanasia, of destroying the lives and the health of our children with water fluoridation and certainly with aspartame and with mercury and with aluminum. They know exactly what they're doing. Genetically modified food alters the fertility, and certainly, of course, we know that aspartame certainly has a profound effect, as does MSG on fertility. And the birth rate throughout the world is falling. And because it's creating terrible, terrible problems in countries throughout the world, and in China, of course, they're just not young people coming into the workforce to be able to look after the elderly, you know, as they're ready to retire, they're too old to work. But there's no younger people coming in. The same thing is happening here in the United States. There are far more people in the in the old folks' homes than there are in the cradle, or the old cottage. Far more people in coffins than in cradles. And certainly, now we're not reproducing. We're not having the children, and this is going to create terrible problems in society, just as it is in China, where they've had a one-child policy that's favored boys to the point that they have 120 boys for every 100 women. What do you think that's going to do as far as the society? When God planned and laid out his plan for the world, there was one man, one woman. That's no longer the case. Man has interfered and gotten into this, and we are going to create terrible, terrible problems, in my estimation, with terrible, terrible consequences. Keith, you've got just a few minutes to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to point out to people that the government is authorizing that they be used as guinea pigs. I came across a bill. It's H.R. 1119, Section 1078. This bill is 1,100 pages long, and right smack in the middle, about page 770, they have one page authorizing human experimentation on all of us. Okay? It says, the National Defense and Authorization Act, restrictions on the use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents. And then it goes, prohibited activities. The Secretary of Defense may not conduct, direct, or do any test experiment involving the use of a chemical agent or a biological agent on a civilian population or any other testing of chemical or biological agent on human subjects. Exceptions. Subject to subsection C, D, and E, the prohibition subsection does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. Number one, any peaceful purpose that is related to a medical, therapeutical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Number two, any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons and agents. Number three, any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. Now, the Secretary of Defense may conduct a test or experiment described in subsection B only if informed consent is obtained from each of the subjects. And they define biological agents as any... the term biological agent means any microorganism, including bacteria, virus, fungi, rickettsii, or protozoa, pathogen or infectious substance, or any naturally occurring bioengineered or synthesized component of any such microorganism, pathogen, or infectious substance, whether its origin of, or method of production, that is capable of causing death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human, an animal, a plant, or any other living organization. Organism. That comes right out of Nazi Germany, Hitler, eugenics. I mean, they just declared us guinea pigs, and with the exceptions, which are all-inclusive. So that's what your government, your Congress has done. They have passed that signed into law by Bill Clinton in November 6, 1997.
Well, doesn't it say, though, they have to have informed consent?
That's why when they do this spraying, they put a little postcard out and send it to everybody saying, we're going to spray you.
Okay,
but
now,
you know,
that's
not consent.
I think that's very important. And for people who don't understand what got the kids all riled up, is he got one of these little cards that we're going to spray you. And he said, I don't want to be sprayed. And they said, we've given you informed consent. You've consented because you got the postcard. We'll be right back in just a moment. Keith, what happened, of course, when you pointed out that you didn't want to be sprayed, and without you were not being sprayed with your consent, they may have informed you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and
high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
Give serious consideration to that. You might just find a friendly ear up there.
I will. I'll take you up on it.
All right. God bless. And, of course, this is the time. Thanks so much for being with us. Our guest has been Dr. Keith Howe, a real crusader, doing a great job over in Santa Clara. We need people over there helping him right now. Of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listeners. Supported, we're dependent on those of you who listen to us on a regular basis to help us. And if you're in a position to help, and I know many of you may not be, but if you're in a position to help, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask, of course, that you give us a that you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And Sydney, we've lost a certain number of our supporters simply because they've lost their jobs. And Sydney, we could always use more help. And we actually have expanded, Sydney, our network. We picked up two new stations starting this week in Utah and for this program. Hopefully we're going to have an impact there. And, of course, we pick up stations all across America as they become available. So if you agree with our message, would like to be part of the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's really going on? Well, the master plan is Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century. That was not secret. You can read about it on the Internet. You can certainly get the program the UN program. It's available from Radio Liberty. But, of course, since the media is controlled, you'll never see it discussed. You're on ABC, CBS, or NBC, and certainly I don't believe that Rush Limbaugh is going to tell you about Agenda 21, the secret plan. It goes right along with the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter written by Mikhail Gorbachev, by certainly Marie Strong, and, of course, by Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew. David Rockefeller's nephew. And, of course, this lays out the basic plan for this new spirituality and for the redistribution of wealth throughout the world, which, of course, is why they're trying to do everything they can to impoverish the American people, to transfer our jobs and our factories and our wealth overseas so we can have equality of income among nations, not between people, equality of income between people, and certainly equality of income among nations. And they know exactly what they're doing. That's why they transferred almost 8.5 million to 9 million American jobs overseas. Why 42,000 American businesses have closed. Why our economy is contracting. Why are people, and so many of them, cannot find work? Why? Because we're intentionally transferring our jobs overseas. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. So there are three documents. You can get them from Radio Liberty. Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Now you can get the entire 1,100.